Hi, everybody. Terry Brown at Bass Fan Radio. And with me today is professional angler Lee Bailey. And Lee, you know, we're looking at all this wrap boat phenomenon, and you've been doing that for quite a while.
Yeah, I have. I've been pretty fortunate. You know, I started out of here about 10 years ago, full-time on the circuit. And I think my second year out, we did a completely wrapped boat, box trailer, enclosed trailer for the boat, and vehicle to tow it with.
It was definitely different from what everybody had seen in the past, and it was a full wrap. It wasn't just a bunch of stickers on a boat. It was actually a full wrap.
That's right. You know, it made a big difference. And I mean, I was very blessed that, you know, Foxwoods Resort Casino was my major sponsor, and of course they still are. And when you have a sponsor that can afford to do those kind of things, they allowed me to be very creative.
Well, you actually matched your shirt, if I remember right, up to the boat and in the wrap and everything, didn't you?
Yeah, we do. We still do that. Actually, we're one of the first ones to have fully graphic printed shirts. We use two mediums with those shirts. We have a printed background on the shirt, and then we also do our logo embroidery on them. It really makes them stand out pretty good.
Well, and it really is about the image and the brand. I mean, you know, the Lee Bailey brand, and people kind of laugh about the fact that anglers have brands, but you really do.
You do, you know, and you're right about image and how you portray that image. I think it makes a big difference as to what type of companies look at you when it comes time to, you know, bring in new sponsors, and especially now with all the changes going on out there. You know, I was one of the first guys, again, to bring a non-endemic sponsor in with Foxwoods Resort Casino, and now it's starting to open up where, I don't want to say it's the norm because it's not yet, but it will be.
Well, you have another one now, too. You just got a new boat wrap, and even though you mentioned Foxwoods, there's another company that you're actively involved with.
Yeah, there is. We just signed a big contract with Fabco Equipment Company in Albertville, Alabama, and actually things worked out really good with that sponsor to where my wife and I and my youngest daughter relocated and live down here in Alabama now, right near Lake Gunnersville.
Well, I got to tell you, a couple of days ago, you and I email each other all the time throughout the year, and you're one of the best I've seen, you know, keeping everybody informed in the media about what's going on. But I got this email from Alabama from Leroy Bailey. And for the life of me, I was having a tough time. Leroy Bailey, I thought maybe it was a couple of my buddies down there in Alabama giving me a hard time. But then after we put two and two together, that's Lee Bailey Jr.
Yeah. Leroy is my given name, and Lee's kind of what we kind of just drifted into in this bass fishing world.
Well, you have to keep it short. You know how that is, and something everybody can spell because you have media people like me that can't do either.
It does make it easier, just Lee.
Well, you know, it goofed me up because of the Connecticut connection. You know, I knew you were out
right
there with Cavatron and the great buzz bait that they make, and you've since sold that company, right?
Yeah, we did. We sold that earlier this year to Megastrike Incorporated, which Bobby Urich owns, and I've been working with Bobby for a long time with his Megastrike product, and you know, things just got too busy for me. You know, either you're going to be a professional fisherman or you're not, and if you're going to try to do that, sometimes you got to cut the ties with some of the other things you've been doing.
Well, there's no doubt about one of the best buzz baits that I've ever thrown, and Bobby there at Megastrike, you know, he's continuing to try to get out there, get some distributorship for it, and once people throw it, they know it's a pretty good bait, don't they?
They do. We put a lot of hard work into that, and I think that's one of the things that's helped me along the way with my sponsorships and stuff, too, is, you know, I've got a pretty good hand on marketing and promotion, and I do a lot of graphic design and stuff like that as well. I mean, all the boat wraps and uniforms that I've done and worn are my own designs, you know, so it's kind of helped me keep a really unique image for myself.
Well, and it's about the brand. I think you work with Gemini Sport Marketing, correct?
Yes, I do. I do just about everything through them. They handle the vendors for my shirts, and they help me with the vendors for, you know, actual production of the boat wraps, and you know, Todd Hamill over there and Mary Pearson, I mean, they just do a great job.
I think about 90% of the anglers out there that have unique shirts and things that really stand out come from Gemini, don't they?
I think they do. I mean, you know, all of them over there really work hard at trying to stay on top of things and staying ahead of the trend and help set the trends. And I know when we first went to them about this printed material stuff, they were excited about it, and I think maybe that's why I like working with them so much. When I come to them with a new idea that's not really out there, they get really excited and really behind it and work real hard to make it come through as a really good product when it's done.
Well, you know, Lee, one of the things I've noticed about you is you very, very thoroughly go through your whole arsenal, whether it's videotapes or working with the media or coming up with, you know, a different unique wrap and shirts and some of that kind of stuff, but you're always trying to raise the bar, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. You know, bass fishing's been good to me, and it's been a dream of mine to be a professional angler since I was like 10, 12 years old. And, you know, to be part of it and be blessed with the talents I have, I just want to do everything I can to try and keep this sport growing and be part of that. And I think by raising the bar, as you said, a little bit here and there, just kind of goes along with what everybody else is trying to do and just try to increase the visibility and the participation of the sport.
Well, when you look at what's going on now, you've got two very unique tours now. I mean, the FLW Tour and BASS Tour were really, really big, but now the Elite Series on the bass side and now with the FLW Series on their side, there's a lot of things going on and a lot more tournaments for you guys to fish.
And actually, in some ways, I think there's too many, you know, but maybe just in the growth of the sport, we need that right now. It's a tough decision for a lot of anglers, and myself included. I mean, I drove myself crazy here for probably 3 months from the time they announced the Elite Series to try to figure out what I was going to do.
Well, you know, you talk about the money. I mean, people don't understand. I think most people that watch bass fishing, and I think the media is doing a better job with this now, but they think everybody that fishes professionally makes millions and millions of dollars. And in reality, for $55,000 worth of entry fees or $10,000 worth of entry fees or whatever, that can make some guys stretch a little bit.
It's going to make guys stretch a lot. I mean, I think we're past the stretching a little bit stage now. I think in the long run, I think it's all going to do what we want it to do. And we've all asked for this. I mean, I know I have as a professional angler. I mean, I've asked this of both circuits for quite a few years. I would prefer to pay more money in entry fees to have a smaller field. I'm one of those who feels at some point in this sport, and Bass did this before when they had the Top 100 Series. You know, at some point there has to be, I don't like to use the word separation, but there has to be some difference between the bulk of the anglers fishing and the top group. And the only reason I say that is because we're attracting these non-endemic sponsors now that they're looking for a lot more return than what we're used to giving, or most of the anglers are used to giving, the way it used to be, where, you know, we were after four or five boat companies, and there was three motor companies, you know, fishing industry companies. They all kind of got their exposure level, period. Whether they had me on board or somebody else on board, it didn't really affect the bottom line that much. But now with all these non-endemic sponsors, they're looking for some serious return, whether it be TV time or radio time or internet time, whatever it is, they're looking for some serious exposure time. And you can't give that to everybody.
Yeah, it's best to single that out a little bit. But I got one better for you, Lee. I'd like to see you guys have smaller fields, no entry fees, and big payouts. How's that?
Oh, no. I mean, that's the ultimate goal. I've heard it from Bass, and I've heard it from others too, that, you know, I mean, that is the ultimate goal, I think, on all parts, on their part as well as ours, to get enough sponsors involved and get enough companies involved to where, you know, there'll be an Elite Series or an Elite group that'll be competing someday for with no entry fee. I mean, kind of like golf.
Right, that's exactly where we're headed. Hey, Lee, I tell you what, you know, we just today we had a little article out there, and we got a picture of your boat involved here at Bass Fan, and you know, I wanted to make sure I got a hold of you, and we got this radio interview done, and keep in touch with us, will you?
Oh, you bet I will.
Well, we look forward to the good things ahead for bass fishing, because I think this year is going to be phenomenally, it's going to be different than anything we've ever seen, and thanks for being with us again at Bass Fan Radio.
Thanks, Terry. Look forward to seeing you again.
I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.